Welcome to this week's episode of Business Wise. This is a podcast series for entrepreneurs interested in expanding through learning and applying the management system discovered and developed by humanitarian, philosopher, and administrator, Mr. L. Ron Hubbard. There is a fundamental law discovered by L. Ron Hubbard that you should always bear in mind when dealing with problems, and it is as follows, quote, "To solve any problem, one has to recognize what the problem is. One cannot solve problem A by trying to solve problem B or C. Example, broken down car. You cannot fix the car by repairing the kitchen lino. Example, you cannot floor the kitchen by fixing the car." He goes on to say, "All this may seem obvious when obviously stated, but there's a more subtle version." Now, this part he puts in all capital letters. "Any problem that does not solve is not the problem. There must be some other problem." L. Ron Hubbard. This from an article, 16 March 1971, if you want to look it up. But the bottom line is this. If you have a hiring problem, and this has been going on for months or even years, it is likely that your problem is not hiring. I can certainly assure you that your problem is not, you can't find good people these days. I can pretty much guarantee that if you have assigned this as your problem, that one is going to stick around for a long, long time. I'm going to tell you what, in my experience at least, might be the problem, and commonly is. The problem is, you don't know what you are doing.
Huh?
Well, that was a nasty thing to say, wasn't it? But if you are offended by that statement, it's because you misunderstand me. I'm going to give you an example. Let's take an example of a healthcare professional who's having a hard time finding an associate doctor to work in their office. This is pretty common. I have a lot of members in the healthcare field, dentists, chiropractors, podiatrists, you name it. And it's a common issue. You know, can't get a good associate. Where do I find a good associate? But here's the interesting thing. When they do hire an associate, they selected one, they put them to work, and they find they are dissatisfied with this person. A lot of times what they find out is that the associate, of course, makes a salary. They make a, you know, they make a decent quality salary. Obviously, they usually have bonus incentives and so on. And they start taking on some of the patient load for the main doctor. But what the main doctor is discovering is that the associate is taking traffic away from the doctor, the main doctor, and is not actually increasing the level of production that much, not significantly. In other words, the doctor has more or less split his production between himself and his brand new associate doctor. This is not an uncommon problem, okay? And consequently, the practice with an associate in it is actually less profitable for the main doctor, the owner, the principal of the practice. So they then commonly become dissatisfied with their associate. Now, we're talking about healthcare. The same thing goes with an auto repair shop. You have a mechanic, he starts getting busy. I've had this experience with one of my clients when the day when I was very starting out as a Wise consultant way back in the day. My first client was an auto mechanic, and he was very, very good. He was very, very competent. And as he got busier, naturally he was getting busier because of his competence, and he was also a very honest guy. He then felt he had to bring on what? What was his first hire going to be? Of course, a mechanic, right? That was, and why? Because, and I would ask, his name was Tom. I say, Tom, why are you hiring a mechanic? Why didn't you hire an administrative assistant? And the guy was like, are you kidding? I could never afford an administrative assistant. I may point out to you that an administrative assistant generally demands less salary or wage than a competent auto mechanic. But to Tom's mind, this was going to be an expense for him, right? And for the doctor, as we were referring to earlier, they know that they're getting busy and they need to delegate. So they need to delegate to a new associate. They're convinced they need to hire an associate doctor. What is a problem between the auto mechanic and the doctor, they have the same problem. They don't know what they are doing. Now, you think I'm talking about they don't know what they're doing because they're not trained as administrators. Maybe you're thinking that. No, I'm telling you, they don't know all the various hats they are wearing. So, what's a hat? What am I talking about when I talk about a hat? Mr. Hubbard defines hat as follows. He says, quote, developed in 1950 for use in organizations as a special technology, a term, an idea of a hat comes from conductors or locomotive engineers, etc., each of whom wears a distinctive and different type of headgear. A hat, therefore, designates particular status and duties in an organization. This in an article dated 22 September 1970. So Mr. Hubbard developed this term hat from, you know, you witnesses on trains where your conductor wears a hat, your porter wears another kind of hat, your engineer wears another kind of hat, your cook wears another kind of hat. So we use this term hats. It's now entered the business vernacular. It's quite commonly used when you say hat these days to somebody in the business world. They generally know what you're talking about. But that started with Mr. Hubbard way back in 1950. So going back to our doctor, he doesn't really know what he is doing. He doesn't really know the various hats that he is wearing. For instance, here's the most common beef with a principal doctor who's hiring an associate doctor. You ask him, what's wrong with your associate? Well, he doesn't know how to sell, and he's terrible at getting new patients. Oh, really? So how is he as a dentist, or how is he as a chiropractor? Well, he's fine as a dentist. He does okay. I mean, he's not as good as me yet, but, you know, but he's coming along on that. Well, but your problem is that he doesn't get any, he can't sell. That's right, he doesn't sell. Like, you know, I have to do all the sales, and, you know, we're losing sales because he doesn't know how to sell, and he's not creating any new patients. We're not getting any more new patients with this guy. Look at, what's a doctor basically saying? There are hats that I'm wearing that he's not wearing. But let me tell you something. Those hats don't belong with an associate doctor. If that associate doctor was so great at getting new patients, if that associate doctor was so great at selling, ask yourself this simple question. Why is he going to work for you then? So the doctor is trying to sort of impart all these various hats, which, as I'm going to go into in more detail in a minute, these hats belong all over the organization. They don't just belong with the doctor. You're supposed to have a salesperson. You're supposed to have somebody who's responsible for producing the outflow and the new patients and so forth, or the new customers. Same thing with my auto mechanic. He says, well, what makes me money is fixing cars. No, 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 Tom. What makes you money is you fixing cars. Tom, who answers the phone at your business?
Well, he says, well, I do.
Right. You're under a car fixing a transmission or something, and the phone rings, and who's got to answer it? Well, you know, I keep this phone on my side so I can answer it. Under the car, you're going to answer the phone? Yeah, I answer it, you know. And who does your books? Well, I do. And when do you do it? 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night? You see, there's all these administrative hats or functions that Tom is wearing, but he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know that he has all these hats. The doctor doesn't know everything that he's doing. He doesn't know all the hats that he's wearing. So I read you this now. This is from an article, 8th of October, 1970, by Mr. Hubbard. It's called Organizing and Product. He says this very interesting thing. Listen to this. This might also help you have a lot more fun at work, because listen to what he says here. He says, quote, one person may have 35 separate hats. 35 separate hats. He goes on to say, if so, he needs 35 hat folders, check sheets, and packs, and 35 baskets or compartments for the flows. You see, here's what Mr. Hubbard's saying. You wear all these hats, you need to start assigning at least, if you don't have a person for it, have a basket for it. You follow? You know, here's a sales hat. Put a sales basket over there. This is where the sales traffic goes. Marketing? I do all the marketing. Okay, good. You're the only guy in your business. You're a one-man band. Create a marketing basket, put all the marketing communication in there, and deal with it when you're being the marketing in charge. You follow? Because you're wearing that hat. Well, look at when you start a company, when you start a business, don't you wear all the hats? And if you're going to start delegating them and giving them away, if you're going to start hiring, in other words, what's hiring but the bringing on of new people so that you can delegate functions, duties? What functions are duties? The functions are duties that you have been having to handle. The hats, in other words, you're getting rid of hats. Well, if you don't know what your hats are, how are you going to get rid of them? Right? So he says, again, I'll repeat, one person may have 35 separate hats. If so, he needs 35 hat folders, check sheets, and packs, and 35 baskets or compartments for the flows. Further, the hats must be in sequence of flow where they relate to one type of particle. Okay, so, you know, there is a sequence of flows and hats that go into sales. You have your prospector. You have your appointment setter. You have your salesperson. This could be a sequence, you follow me, of hats. As you break down these hats further, you will find that there are hats within hats. And this is starting to sound complicated, I know, but I'm going to make it very simple for you in a minute. So he goes on to say this. He says, 35 hats is large, but many an executive unknowingly wears more. And listen to what he says here. And the ones he doesn't see are his areas of upset. L. Ron Hubbard. Okay, so back to our associate doctor. What's his upset with his associate doctor? It's the hidden hat. He, the doctor, is actually the salesman. He doesn't realize it. He never created a basket in the communication system of his organization saying salesman and then put his name under it. Did he ever do that? No. It's a hidden hat. He says, why am I the only one doing any sales around here? It's his area of upset. Why? Because he's never recognized, I am the salesman. And the moment he can nail that down, that he is the salesman and designates a basket, well, now he can shed that hat. He can get rid of that hat. Why? Because now he knows what he is doing. You see what I mean by know what you are doing? I mean, know all the hats that you are wearing. Now you know, hey, maybe I don't need to hire a new associate doctor. Maybe I need to hire a salesman. I need to get rid of this hat. You follow? Your hiring then can get bugged on the fact that you don't know what all the hats are that need to be filled. If hiring is the activity of bringing on new people to delegate hats to and get them worn by, then obviously the first step in hiring, which comes before the hiring hat is worn, you need to know what all the hats are, at least most of the fundamental hats are within your organization. With that, you can also settle on the sequence that you need to follow to hire. You may find that, hey, I'm not ready for an associate doctor yet. I have no one responsible for new patients. I have no one responsible for new clients, new customers. Ah, that's over here in this part of the organization. We call it, I don't want to go over your head, but there are 7 divisions within every organization. And we call the acquisition of new customers or new clients Division 6. I have no one in Division 6. Do you know how many small businesses try to survive and get going with no one responsible for generating new business? Oh, I handle that, says the owner. Well, now you wonder why you have the cycle of booms and depressions in your new customer flow, because you're going to get really, really busy getting new customers when you don't have any. But then when you have plenty of customers, you're going to stop promoting and getting new customers. How are you supposed to do that? You're busy servicing the ones you got. No, you need to put it on what we call the organizing board. That is the magic term. That is the magic concept. The technology of sorting out hats is the technology of the organizing board, or org board. Org board is short for organizing board, a board which displays in 2 dimensions on the wall the functions, duties, sequences of action, and authorities of an organization. Mr. Hubbard's definition is as follows. A board that shows what functions are done in the organization, the order they are done in, and who is responsible for getting them done. This from 30 July 1975. Okay, that's Mr. Hubbard's definition. So before you even start talking about hiring, better sit down and start working out your organizing board. Now, if you ever needed a good reason to do an organizing board, this would be it. You start getting overwhelmed with work. You start really wanting to expand. You know you need to hire. Just think with this. I need to hire means I first need to put down my organizing board. I need to figure it out and work it out. I'm going to give you now, and I might republish these. I might repost these as review episodes, but in case I don't, here they are. So episode 38, volume 1, was the first place we introduced the org board. It's called What is an Org Board? You can look, you know, on the homepage here in the search bar, put in org board. You'll come up with episode 38, volume 1. There's also episode 25, volume 2, the org board simplified, was another episode we did on that. And finally, episode 13, volume 3, know your org board, know yourself, which is, anyway, you'll understand why we put that one last of those three episodes. But you should listen to those. And then if you are a WISE member, well, you have in your possession a workbook called the Model of Admin Know-How Workbook, the first steps and the first pages of which work out your organizing board. So I would grab that workbook. We made it very simple for everybody because we numbered all the pages. So you start on page 1 and you read that and you flip it over and then you've got page 2 and you read what it says there, or you do what it tells you to do there. And if you just follow it, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, I don't remember where that section wraps up, but I think the whole workbook is like 264 pages, 265 pages, something like that. Do your workbook, do your model of admin know-how, but particularly when you're hiring, do that first section on the organizing board and get your org board set up. If you're not a WISE member, then I recommend that you become one. It makes this step a ton easier, and you can write me at info@wiseeastus.org. East is written out, EAST, info@wiseeastus.org. Just write me and we'll figure it out how to get you on board as a member. But bottom line is, your problem may not be hiring after all. Your problem may be lack of an organizing board and knowing exactly what you are doing, in other words, all the hats that you are wearing. You need to lay them all out and put like with like. Oh yeah, this belongs over in here in sales, or this belongs over here in public relations, or this belongs over here in treasury or finance. See, as you work that out, you are able to arrange your flows and your sequences and so on. And suddenly becomes very, very clear to you and becomes very, very simple. You know, a WISE member comes up to me and says, why do I need an organizing board? It's just me. Or why do I need an organizing board? It's just me and my wife. You know, me, one other guy, or I have one helper or whatever. That's why they are staying small. Because that's when you need to do the organizing board. Because at that point, it's not clear to you until you put it down in a chart on two dimensions, all the various hats you are wearing. And until you isolate the hats you are wearing, you're not going to be able to get rid of them. There's a few more steps to that. You know, obviously you need to start writing up the hats. You need to know what the duties and functions are of each of the hats. That makes it much easier to put someone on post. That by itself can be a problem with hiring. It's not so much a problem with hiring because the hiring goes okay. It's keeping the personnel that becomes difficult if you don't have hats written up and trained in on people. But that's subject of another episode I am planning to do for you, but not today. The simple lesson of today is, before we go into any further information on hiring, and we will tackle this with our third in this series on hiring, but before you start to hire, make sure you have an organizing board. Otherwise, you're going to have a hard time, I'm telling you. Unless you get very, very lucky and you hire some bright individuals who can sort of pick up things and figure out what's needed and wanted and provide it, but makes it a ton easier if you've got an org board first. Okay. All right. That's it for this week's episode. It's kind of a short one, but I really want to make sure you have this under your belt. Listen to those review episodes. I may publish them, in which case do listen to them. You can't know too much about the org board, and start putting your org board together. If you're a WISE member, do your model of admin know-how. Write me if you need help, info@wiseeastus.org. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.